I'm Paul Landcor with PodTech.net. And for this podcast, I spoke with George Vorak at the WebEx Analyst Day in San Francisco. George is Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Darko International. I asked him to give us a brief history of Darko.
Darko was established in 1985 by a physician named Daryl Darby in Huntington, West Virginia, basically fulfilling or satisfying a need that he had. Back then, what happened was if people had foot surgery, they would give them a shoe that had a wooden sole, and they had to clomp around this wooden-soled shoe while they healed. Being from West Virginia, we had a large indigent population where the doctor didn't give them the expensive wooden shoe. He told them to go to the Kmart and buy a pair of Converse. He bought a pair of Converse and he modified them slightly, and he found out that the patients who bought Converse did much better than the patients who had the expensive specialized wooden shoe. And therefore, he put two and two together and figured that the wooden shoe wasn't working, so we designed a post-operative shoe that would work post-operatively.
And that was the beginning of Darko International.
That's the beginning of Darko. Darko International started about 5 years later. We decided to sell our shoes over in Europe. The problem was we found a wonderful distributor. They embraced the product line, they ran with it, and they weren't selling anything. We found out that Europe was more of an accommodative society instead of a reconstructive society, meaning if you had a club foot or a hammer toe or something like that, you had a fourth-generation cobbler that would literally build a pair of shoes to fit your foot instead of repairing your foot to fit the shoes. So what we did was we had physicians from the United States go over to Europe and teach European physicians the modern aspects of foot surgery, and basically they took that and they ran with it. And that's where we went from being a shoe company to being an educational company and also to being a surgical company.
So it was through the course of trying to market your product, your shoes, in foreign markets that you came to realize that there was a need for training for physicians that was outside of what your business had done to that time.
That's correct.
And at what point is this?
12, 13 years ago.
Okay. And so at that time you began training physicians in specialized medical care.
Specialized foot surgery, yes.
And so training has always been a huge part of the life of a physician, and it's certainly a huge part of what your organization's about. So what types of technology are available now that weren't available before? How do you use technology today to assist you in this training?
I'll tell you another neat story about how it came into the U.S. It was a full circle. We went to Europe and trained them on modern foot surgery. They took that information, they embraced it, they ran with it and teamed that up with their knowledge in orthopedic traumatology and with foot surgery, and they developed these wonderful plates and screws that are implantable products designed for and by foot surgeons for surgery of the foot. 8 years later, what happened was we got FDA approval. We brought these products back into the U.S. to market in the U.S. So it actually came full circle from designed by European physicians to marketed back in the U.S. As far as technology goes, how we are marketing these products here in the U.S., normally it's a hand-holding type of situation, sales cycle in the United States. The physician has a salesperson. The salesperson goes into the operating room with him, trains him, and instructs him on how to implant or what wonderful things or little nuances each product has, and the physician performs the surgery. What we decided to do was instead of having a salesperson in every market, we would train the physicians using a product called WebEx. And what they did was they would tell us they're interested in using our product. We would say in order to do that, you have to be trained by a Darko employee. We have employees available at different trade shows, or you can go online and we can train you online. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to take the market and take the market model for small bones and joints and turn it around and offer it to physicians in a new type of model to go out there in the public.
So how does that work exactly? The physician then shows an interest in your product, needs the training in order to be certified to use this?
Correct.
And how does that training actually work? Does a physician sit down at a computer and watch a pre-recorded training session?
No, actually, it's a one-on-one session. So we have product managers, we have VPs, we have even up to the president that is involved in this training. And the schedule of physicians, I mean, they're extremely busy. So we make ourselves available pretty much 24/7. And the wonderful part about it is we set the whole training process up. They schedule the actual process. And once the process is scheduled, then we have someone at our computer, either at our offices or in our homes, with the training PowerPoint presentation. We go through the specific presentation. We also have live video opportunities, and we answer any and all questions that may and do come up either before, during, or after the actual surgery, and basically certify these physicians right online.
So there are on-demand applications. The physician sits down at a portal, essentially, and from that portal can schedule an appointment, can sit down with an expert, receive the information, look at PowerPoint presentations, look at video, and ask questions, get answers in real time in order to be certified.
Not only that, we can turn the presentation over to the presentee, and he could navigate through the different fields of the presentation. He can use laser pointers to highlight different areas there is questions on. And at the end of the presentation, we offer him the opportunity to download this whole presentation to his desktop. So if he wants to, he can review the presentation the day of or the day before surgery before he goes in and actually performs the surgery.
And not only does this save time for people who are pressed for time regularly, but it's got to be significant money savings.
It's a huge money savings for us. Plus, it gives us the control over the content of what's being presented to the actual physician. So we have complete control over what's being said, how it's being said, and any potential answers that come up. Also, we're experts here in the U.S. We've got a higher level of expertise in Europe due to their experience base. If there's a question that can't be answered by us, we bring our European counterparts in and get answers that way and disseminate those answers to the physicians in a timely manner.
And is there an opportunity also to use this recording function to go back over your own training procedures and to review them on a regular basis and to modify those as need be? It's not just for the physician to have that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are constantly training each other on this, using this modality. We are looking into doing live or doing recording so that we can go back and pull these modalities or modules and use them for training. Also, it gives us the opportunity to pull in an expert physician either from Europe or from the U.S., to help train a individual surgeon or a group of surgeons anywhere around the world. So we have those options also.
Great. Well, thanks very much for joining
yes.
us. George Borak is Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Darko International. Thank you, George.
Thanks for having me.